Hi, my name is Lauren Duckworth, and I am a consultant with Blue Horseshoe Solutions. Blue Horseshoe is a global ISV with over a decade of success in deploying Dynamics AX, warehouse management, transportation management, and strategy solutions. Personally, I have been specializing in supply chain solutions for Microsoft Dynamics AX for 2 years. In this time, I have configured multiple warehouse and transportation product implementations, as well as training the super users and end users. AX 2012 R3 comes equipped with a new module called Transportation Management in AX. By embedding transportation planning and execution capabilities seamlessly into AX, Transportation Management in AX provides a global enterprise transportation solution. This allows for centralized freight planning across your business, or separate planning at the site or warehouse level. Transportation Management in AX aggregates and consolidates your transportation data, so there is no need for access to outside databases. In this module, you will learn about Transportation Management in AX functionality and how it is designed to meet your customers' needs through successful management of areas such as inbound and outbound planning, rating and routing, appointment scheduling, and load planning. Now that we know how Transportation Management in AX module will help your business, let's take a look at the general transportation management concepts. In this module, we will look at the three general transportation management concepts. Those are transportation planning basics, transportation execution basics, and freight rating concepts. The first, transportation planning, is how all of the transportation scenarios will start. We are able to define our load's origin, destination, and any hubs between the two. Along with these, we can define what type of equipment we might be using and the type of load. All transportation planning is based on demand from either a purchase order, sales order, or transfer order. We begin our planning from either the order itself or from the load planning workbench. The load planning workbench will hold all of the order lines for the loads that need to be planned or rated and routed. The load planning workbench can handle multiple scenarios such as single shipment loads, multi-shipment loads, split orders, and consolidated shipments. On top of all of this, the transportation manager is able to see the capacity of a load in order to make smarter planning decisions. Next, we come to transportation execution, which leads into our freight rating concepts. At this point, we are ready to rate and route our loads. Transportation management in AX can do this in several ways. One way is to always assign the least expensive rate to the load. The next is to do rate shopping. Rate shopping allows the transportation manager to see all of the available rates for that load's origin and destination points and select the most ideal rate. Finally, we have the option to rate and route simultaneously. No matter which method you choose, all transportation execution can be done from either the load planning workbench or the rate route workbench. Having covered the general concepts, let's take a deeper look into the process flow. In transportation management in AX, we will start the process flow by planning our shipments or loads. We can perform this planning process through the load planning workbench tool within transportation management in AX. Once we have done all of our planning, we will move on to the rating and routing of our load. We can do this through the rate route workbench within the transportation management in AX module. The rating and routing process is how we find our rate and assign it to the planned load, along with any routes. After this rating and routing process is complete, we will ship confirm the order. Two optional steps within the process are appointment scheduling and freight reconciliation. These processes can be utilized if your business procedures allow for them. We will take a deeper look into these in a later module. As I have mentioned, within this flow is an important concept of freight rating, so let's dig into that a bit more. In transportation management in AX, carriers will need to be set up, which will be used for rating. Any carrier that is enabled for rating can then be considered for assignment upon rating a given order or load. When rating, the system will evaluate the rating profile first in order to determine if the carrier's rate is applicable for the object being rated. The rating profile then links to the rate master, which contains the rate base assignment, and the rate base. The rate base assignment is a set of criteria which will point to a rate base based on the rate base assignment selected. The rate base will then determine the rate itself. A rate base that is chosen might have a breakmaster tied to it, which would determine how rates are being broken out. Transportation Management in AX has the ability to rate strictly for the lowest rate every time or to rate shop. Rate shopping allows for the transportation manager to see all of the carrier options that are available for use so that they can choose the optimal carrier for the situation. A third option that Transportation Management in AX allows for is to rate and route at the same time. To determine which code will be used when writing the apportioned miscellaneous charges back to the line, all the records in the miscellaneous charge table will be evaluated, choosing the most specific to the most general. Next, discounts, if applicable, will determine the overall rate for the customer or shipper is charged. The criteria can be set up so that you can use specific as to which discounts apply to which transactions. The result of the discount can either be a percentage of the overall original total or just an amount. Discounts can be either a positive or negative amount. Then we have accessorial charges, which are any additional charges to be added when rating freight, which will be assigned according to the configurations defined in the module. One example of accessorial charges are fuel surcharges, which are typically made up of three parts: fuel indexes determined by the Department of Energy, carrier fuel indexes, and the accessorial assignment. Common rating classifications utilized when in transportation management in AX are as follows. First, the NMFC code, which stands for National Motor Freight Classification Code. It is what determines how the item is rated for certain carriers. It is also important to be specified for the bill of lading. Next, the LTL class refers to the NMFC code, and it is a category of your LTL freight. The freight class determines the carrier's shipping charges by identifying the size, value, and difficulty of transporting your LTL freight. Then we have the Harmonized Code, which is an internationally standardized system of names and numbers for classifying traded products developed by the World Customs Organization, and the STCC, which is the Standard Transportation Commodity Code. You could think of it as an item group for the rail world, because it will classify what an item is. For example, there is a rail engine which uses STCC for rate rail shipments. Having now looked at freight rate leads us to our next subject of rating engines. The key to transportation management in AX is the rating engines. The rating engines find specific rates for the loads which have been planned. There can be multiple rating engines set up, each with different calculation methods. One engine is the mileage engine, which is used to configure how mileage is calculated. A second engine is the zone engine, which is used to configure how zones in the zone master are determined. Transportation in AX can currently be configured to work with two separate zone definition types, state zones and postal code zones. A third engine is the dimension weight engine, which calculates how rates are calculated. Another type of engine is the transit time engine. This configures how transit time is calculated either on calculation, mile breaks, or point to point. Other types of engines that transportation in AX includes are rail, piece, deficit weight rating, LTL, which is less than truckload, and LTL freight of all kinds. Another important piece of transportation is the delivery terms. Delivery terms are conditions in a contract that relate to the carrier and routing, freight charges, place of delivery, time of delivery, and other specific terms. After reviewing the rating engines, let's move on to the routing overview. When an order or load is routed in the system, transportation management in AX will evaluate all of the predefined routing guides in the system. For each routing guide that is a match based upon the defined criteria, the result will either determine a predefined route or will go through the rating process with a given carrier, service, carrier group, or mode. Once the criteria has been evaluated, if a route guide is selected, it will point to a predefined route plan. This route plan will have a sequence of route segments which defines how the freight will get from the origin to the destination. These segments will also define which carrier and service will carry the freight. If any hubs are to be used, they can be specified in the route plan. Additionally, if a certain item, carrier, or shipment needs to be withheld from a particular carrier or service, this can be set up in the constraints form. That covers our routing overview. Let's now discuss the outbound hierarchy overall. Throughout the distribution process, outbound shipments may be monitored and maintained at any point along the way by using the shipment and load screens. Typically, one or more shipments will be combined to form a load. A load represents an outbound entity, such as a carrier's trailer, or an export container. Each shipment has its own order lines, which contain the item information. The relationship between shipment and loads will differ based on the mode of transportation being utilized. For example, truckload, LTL, intermodal, rail, or parcel. Once a load or shipment is released through the wave process, they will progress through the defined workflow. Ultimately, the load or shipment will reach the shipping dock and be loaded onto a trailer or container for shipping. The final step is to indicate that a load or shipment is complete and departed from the facility, which happens at the ship confirmation process. Once a load or shipment has been ship confirmed, it is ready for invoicing and can no longer be maintained. This concludes our module information, so let's review what we've covered. In this module, I've described how transportation management in AX 2012R3 is used for rating and routing your loads and introduced some of the important processes that we will be working with in later modules.